Today's Midwest weather outlook is still looking very good, with a good mix of rain and sunshine expected to occur in many areas. The only exception for this will be the concern over those few fields that still have not been planted in the upper parts of the Midwest in particular. Showers and thunderstorms occur often enough in those areas to still restrict field access, and therefore the potential for abandonment continues to be running rather high. This is true for portions of eastern North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And we'll continue to monitor the situation, but there's going to be rain often enough over this next 5 to 7 day period that it's going to be very difficult for getting aggressive with field work that is left to be done. With that said, the rest of the Midwest, though, is looking at very good conditions. An alternating pattern of rain and sunshine will occur over this period of time, and we will expect to see the temperatures getting a little bit warmer as time moves forward. Right now, it looks like the forecast is still promoting a little bit of a milder bias in the temperatures for a few days. Afternoon temperatures will be in the 70s fairly often over these next 3 days. A few lower 80s may pop up occasionally, but most of the readings will be a little bit milder than that. Yesterday afternoon, we saw temperatures running mostly in the 60s and 70s across the region. Quite cool for this time of the year. It felt good, but the crop development rate is probably slowing up a bit, and we do need to see some warmer temperatures in order to stimulate the best crop development potential. As we move forward through these next several days, we'll not only see the cool weather for a little while, but we will expect to see a warming trend take place as we get into the weekend and on into next week. The warm-up is going to return seasonable temperatures, and we will see afternoon readings getting back into the range of 70s and perhaps lower to a few middle 80s taking place. Those 70s will be most common in the north. Most everybody will see middle 70s through the lower and middle 80s, and that is considered to be relatively normal for this time of the year. We should see the crop development rate increase as we get back into the warmer mode. There will continue to be periods of rain and thunderstorms, though, moving in and out of the Midwest on a fairly frequent basis. The precipitation is not expected to create much of a problem for most crops. In fact, it should be very supportive for ongoing crop development. And I don't think there'll be any large-scale areas that deal with excessive moisture or extremely dry conditions. Right now, the soil is saturated in a big part of the Midwest, and that's certainly a little bit of drying that will come with the warmer temperatures over the weekend and next week will be welcome in between those rain events. So the bottom line still looks quite favorable. We're still watching the tropics. There's a little disturbance that the computer forecast models are suggesting will develop in the Caribbean Sea. That system will be closely monitored as we move forward into next week, and the main reason for that is that there's still some potential that the system might eventually someday have an influence on the U.S. In the meantime, it is influencing the second week of the two-week outlook for the U.S. and North America in general. And one of the issues that continues to be raised is whether or not there will be a ridge of high pressure in any part of the Midwest anytime soon. The answer to that question, in my opinion, is that no, we probably will not see a ridge of high pressure in the heart of the Midwest, at least not one that will prevail for any great length of time, and that will help to promote ongoing periods of rainfall and a generally favorable environment for crop development. There is some potential for maybe a little more ridginess in the western part of the country, but confidence in that evolution at this point in time is still relatively low, and we'll just not necessarily address that right now at this time. But in hard red winter wheat country, we're still watching the prospect for more rain to occur here tonight and tomorrow and again during the weekend and one more time late next week. The frequency of precipitation will remain too high, and there'll be some concern about grain quality across parts of that region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.